TransCanada and the Trump administration have renewed their request to dismiss Montana lawsuits against the Keystone XL pipeline. Parties filed briefs late in the day on Friday, January 24th. Both proponents and opponents of the pipeline restated positions already on the record in December when Montana federal judge Brian Morris denied dismissal of the lawsuits and asked for further briefing. Morris asked parties to clarify several issues, including whether the president has authority to issue a permit. In 2017, President Donald J. Trump issued a permit for construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. When that permit was jammed up in federal court, the president issued a new permit in 2019. Now that permit is jammed up in federal court. One issue is whether the president has the authority to permit a pipeline to cross an international border when the U.S. Constitution gives control over foreign commerce to Congress. Attorneys for the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana say the president also has constitutional powers over foreign affairs and as commander-in-chief. Following that thread, the president claims authority to permit the pipeline based on his State Department's finding that the importation of crude oil has global energy security implications and importation from a U.S. ally is a vital part of national security. Pipeline opponents disagree, saying permitting KXL has nothing to do with diplomacy or national security. The Native American Rights Fund represents the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian Community. They argue that TransCanada is not a foreign government. It is a for-profit, publicly traded corporation with a mission of making money for owners and shareholders. In briefs, parties also explored whether Congress claimed ongoing authority over KXL when it acted on the permit in 2011 and 2015, and if the president is bound by environmental and administrative constraints, as well as judicial review, if he himself claims authority and doesn't delegate it to one of his agencies. Each side will file response briefs by February 14th. In the meantime, opponents will likely renew their request for an injunction to prevent pre-construction activities TC has planned to start in February. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.